Amen. Beloved, we're going to get started tonight. Amen. Praise God. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. And this is our 8 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study via Conference Sanctuary. Praise God. We are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. And the website for your perusing is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. We also invite you to take classes on our online theological institute where you can study the Bible 100% online. And that is at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurchtheologicalinstitute.com. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I am excited, amen, tonight, amen, pertaining to what it is that God is releasing and how it is that he is speaking to his people. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that what it is that he is releasing tonight, amen, that it will bless us all. Amen. Praise God. That our faith is able to pull the provision that God is releasing through his word, amen, tonight, amen, hallelujah, and that we are able to apply, walk in application, amen, of what it is that the Lord himself is saying, amen, amen. Evangelist Cookie, I'm going to ask that you, amen, open us up in prayer tonight, commending the Bible study unto God.
Amen, amen.
Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, one more time, Lord, for bringing us together, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you woke us up this morning and started us on our way and having mercy upon our souls. And now, Lord Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will move mightily, Lord Jesus, upon Apostle Asia, Lord Jesus, that you will touch our hearts, Lord, to receive whatever it is that she has from your word to bring to us, Lord. And you anoint her and anoint us, Lord Jesus, to receive it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the hands of the devil, oh God, that would seek to destroy us and seek to interfere, Lord Jesus. But we thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving in the midst. We thank you, Lord, for blessing. Lord, we ask, oh God, Jesus, that as you open up, Lord Jesus, and as you bless, Lord Jesus, you rain down your word upon us, Lord Jesus. Let it fall on good ground on tonight, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that opening prayer. And we want to posture ourselves just as the evangelist prayed. Amen. We want to posture ourselves to receive from God that he may rain down. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that prayer was so befitting because Jesus Christ, he is the head of the church. And everything that is in him overflows to us. Everything that is in Christ overflows to us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, amen. With that, I'm going to ask that we turn to Zechariah 4. Zechariah chapter 4 on tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay. Zechariah chapter 4. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to Zechariah 4 tonight for those of you that are just coming on. And I just want to encourage you that in this season, because the Bible teaches us that for every season, there is a time. Amen. Hallelujah. And
amen.
I believe that in this season, hallelujah, that we have to know and believe that that which God has started, he's going to finish. Amen. Regardless of what it looked like, people transitioning, going home to glory, people getting sick, the mass shootings, amen, the assassinations that we are dealing with as people of color by our police department that is supposed to serve and protect. I believe that a lot of these things are being revealed in such a way because God has pulled the cover off. Amen. I believe that those things that were hidden are no longer hidden, praise God. Amen. And so listen, it's time for us to wake up and stand up. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Those of us that be in Christ, Amen. We are to stand against all kinds of injustice. Amen. Not just spiritual injustice, social injustice, civil injustice. If it is injustice, praise God, we ought to have a voice against injustices that are in the earth. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just as we decree and declare things in the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. What we decree and declare in the spirit affects what happens here in the natural. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
And so those of us that be in Christ, I believe, amen, hallelujah, that we, our weapons of warfare is not carnal in nature, and we know that it is mighty in God, amen, and that God has given us, he has given us the authority and the ability, amen, to decree and declare a thing, to pull down strongholds, cast down imaginations, amen. We have the power to do that. We have the power to put in the authority to put things out of our city gates. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We have access to where all of this stuff is birthing. Amen. Hallelujah. So I believe that at a time where we felt like we was comfortable and that we are even in a better place than our ancestors, amen, and then maybe even of those that were Aborigines or Indians, that we may feel like we're in a better place, but, you know, God is showing us today. Amen. It's time to wake up, church. Amen. It's time. Amen. There is no way that you can see this type of injustice and just keep your mouth shut. There's no way that you can see this type of injustice and not vote. There is no way, praise God. Hallelujah. Because it is plain. Hallelujah. And so we are reading today Zechariah 4, amen. And so I believe that the very thing that God started, amen, even the very thing that started through, that the Spirit started through Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and some of those that have come before us, amen, that have fought these injustices for such a very long time. Some of them have shed their blood and given their life, hallelujah, that we can have certain liberties and certain rights. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so we cannot take this lightly. I believe that the same thing that God was doing then by way of his spirit, that he's going to finish it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't believe, amen, hallelujah, that there's no obstacle or nothing that is, amen, what should I say, when it comes down to our weakness and our lack of. That I believe that in the text today that God is speaking to us and he's telling us, amen, as it is saying in Zechariah 6, amen, it says, then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, amen. And so as Zerubbabel, amen, had it in his heart to rebuild the temple, praise God, God also spoke to the prophets to decree and declare a thing to strengthen, to work along with through their decreeing and declaring. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And what it was is that as they decreed and declared, God brought certain things to pass. Praise God. Amen. And so the prophets worked along with them, helped them. Amen. As they heard from the Lord. Amen. Saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And I believe that the season that we're living in, amen, hallelujah, that in this particular age, this time, amen, people are afraid. Praise God. I spoke to one young lady. She's afraid to come out of her house. Praise God. Amen. And this, listen, God does not want us to be afraid to the point where we stop and we cannot move and we cannot navigate. Praise God. Amen. God wants us to be empowered, and he is telling us that this empowerment is not coming by might nor power. You could be weak. You could have deficiencies. He says, but Christ is the head of the church, and Christ is as a cup or a bowl, amen, on the top of the candlestick, and everything that we need is flowing out of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And so he wants us to know to fret not. Don't be afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't get weary in what it is that you are seeing with your eyes. Amen. This is the time that we have to acknowledge God in all of our ways that he can direct our path, that we will know the mind in the ways of God, because his thoughts are not ours, amen, and his ways are not our ways. They are higher than ours. So the standard that we are held to is a standard that is higher than that of the world, amen, or amen. A standard that is higher than those that are on the fence, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Those of us who proclaim and believe that we got it together. We believe that we are more spiritual. To whom so much is given, so much is required. Amen? So that means it's going to take for us to take down, to get in the face of God. Amen? Get down on your knees. I'm not talking about multitasking and moving around and praying and giving a quick worship and getting a quick word. No, I'm talking about problem solving. Amen? We really need to hear from God. Amen? We need divine direction, divine instruction, divine empowerment. We, as he has spoken it in this text, unto Zechariah, amen, we need for it to be done by way of his spirit. Because only this is the only way we are going to make it, amen. If God do not build the temple, amen, the builder buildeth in vain. If God do not keep the city, those that call themselves watchmen and call themselves watching the city, you are watching in vain. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need for God to do this, amen? And so our language needs to shift, amen? Because we have to begin to speak, amen, that God is doing this, that God is doing this by his grace. Amen, I remember, amen, God was letting me to know, I'm going to bless you, amen? There's a blessings are about to rain down on you, amen? And you will have a wisdom and revelation that is like no other. But when you are asked, how did you get this or where did it come from? You ought to say, the Lord has done this. Amen. The Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't go into your bank account. Don't go into your credit. Don't go into how much you studied, how much you did this, and how much you did that. Amen. Because listen, amen, the Bible tells us that Apollos, Paul planted or Peter planted and Apollos watered, but the increase comes from where?
God.
The increase comes from God. The increase comes from God. So who is those that water and who is those that plant? They are the same. They are nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. They will receive a reward for their planting and their watering. But if God does not give an increase, there will be no harvest. Amen. Beloved, amen. We need to be seeking the face of God. Prayer needs to be our language. Amen. Hallelujah. We need divine direction. We need a straight and narrow path. It's not broad and it's not wide and it's not do what you want to do, how you want to do it. That's not the time that we are living in. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. So in Zechariah 4, I want to be able to read this text to you, and it says, and the angel who talked with me came again and waked me as a man who is awakened out of his sleep. Praise God. Amen. And the prophet was lying in a state of ecstatic slumber with astonishment at the previous vision. So this is not the first vision that the prophet Zechariah had, amen. Those of you that believe that you have a prophetic grace on your life, praise God. It's not important of who knows that you are a prophet, amen. That is not important. What's important is that your vein, your prophetic vein is open and that it is flowing, praise God. What is important is that you are lending your vessel over and that you are available to be able to hear from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because amen. God just speaks to his prophetic people. Praise God. Amen.
Jesus.
And it says, with astonishment at the previous vision, so this is not the first vision, this is a second vision that the prophet Zechariah is having. Amen. It said, came again and waked me, does not imply that the angel had departed and now returned, but is an idiom of waked me again. Amen. Hallelujah. And some of us, we are in a spiritual slumber, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. And you know, it will take, amen, a word that is spirit and life for God, amen, hallelujah, to appear. It doesn't aid you, amen, praise God. But I believe, amen, hallelujah, that this aid you is Jehovah, praise God. Amen, God does come down, praise God. And I believe that one word from him, amen, you know, the Creator speaks. How could creation not hear him? How could creation not be shaken? How could creation not be wakened? Amen. And he not only came to Zechariah one time, but this is the second vision concerning this thing, amen, that the prophet would have a word to encourage the people. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. That the prophet would know the mind of God toward the course that the people are taking and the building that they are doing. And so when it feels like you can't build no more, when it feels like you cannot encourage anymore, when it feels like you can't make it, when you can't take another step, when it feels like you can't even encourage yourself, praise God. God is saying that I'm not doing this thing by your might and by your power. Yes, I called the children of Israel and I brought them out of Egypt by might and by the demonstration of power. But God is saying that I have given you, the church, something very special. I've given you the name of Jesus. I've given you authority to use that name. Amen. You have the spirit of love and the spirit of grace that is at work in you, my God. Hallelujah. You are not absent of the spirit of God, the kingdom of God that is not talk but power. And the way God is doing this thing, he is doing this thing by way of love. The church, we have to watch our posture. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to be mindful, amen, of what we release and how we release it and how we say that God said when he did not say. We really need divine strategy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I believe that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I believe that the prophet Zechariah was in, lying in an ecstatic slumber. Amen. But the word of God woke him. Amen. We have to get to a place, amen, where we honor and value the word of God to the point where whether we're reading it, whether it's coming across the pulpit, whether it's being prophetically spoken as an edification and an exhortation, that we ought to posture ourselves in reverence the voice of God to the point where we can be spiritually awakened. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. We ought not to be numb to it, mute to it, dull of hearing. Amen. That not ought to be our state, praise God. Amen. We have to be able to hear. This is why the Bible said, let those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Why? Because everybody do not have spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Everybody in the ear is not open, praise God. I believe that some people are prophesying up out of their flesh, praise God, out of their vain imaginations. I do believe that, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I remember hearing Prophet DJ Williams say, amen, it was her birthday, and I called her, and I said, well, prophet, I called to wish you a happy birthday and declare birthday blessings upon you. And she said, in the state that the world is in right now, I choose not to celebrate. Amen. Hallelujah. I am in mourning. I will not celebrate this birthday. You know, she sees that death has entered into our city gate, and she was postured, amen, as a wailing woman before the Lord for change, praise God, amen. Change shall come, hallelujah. But those of us that are wailing women, those of us that are anointed in this thing, praise God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, amen, we have to get in the presence of God. We ought to be moaning and mourning at the condition, amen, hallelujah, of the United States of America, the things that are taking place on our soil. Praise God. My God. This ain't taking place overseas. We're not a third world country. It's time for America to repent. Praise God. America must repent. Praise God. Amen. Because those that are supposed to serve and protect us are taking us out like they are on it. Praise God. Yes. We cannot continue to began to make citizens arrest. Amen. And he said, don't take arms, don't take arms, but it's your constitutional right to take arms. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know people want to say, Apostle, what are you talking about? Amen. Hallelujah. The kingdom suffered violence. And the violence take it by force. Praise God. Amen. The violence take it by force. Amen. And I do believe in peace. Praise God. I believe that we are daughters and sons of peace. Praise God. I believe that. Praise God. And I believe that if we posture ourselves, amen, hallelujah, that the peace of God can overflow and overtake this place. Amen. But we have to take the right posture. Amen. I'm not talking about a quick getting down on your knees and praying. Amen. Praise God. There's going to be times when we have to pray and moan and groan all night long. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is enough really enough? Amen. Has God yet moved his hand? Has he bowed to heaven? My God, hallelujah. We need the heavens to bend, amen? Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, I just want to say this to you. Amen, hallelujah. And so verse 2 says, and said unto me, what seest thou? Amen, amen. And so God, the angel that appeared to Zechariah, amen, showed him a vision, and the angel is asking Zechariah, what do you see? Amen. And I pose that question to you today who say that your eyes are open wide. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a spiritual term. Amen. That means that you can see in the physical and you can see in the spirit. Those of you who eyes are open wide, what is the Lord showing us? Amen. Hallelujah. What is it that we are supposed to see? Praise God. The world is seeing something. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are not blinded by the God of this world. Praise God. Amen. We have been liberated through faith in Christ and by way of the Spirit of God that lives on the inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I ask you, what do you see? Amen. Do you see injustice? Do you see corruption? What is it that you see? Amen. Is this corruption flowing into the church? Praise God. What is it that you see? Are we willingly blind and dull of hearing? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. There was injustices that were stood up against at a time that will cost you your life, that will cause for you to be held down and dogs to be set on you. Praise God, hallelujah. But hallelujah, these people believe, amen, that we shall overcome, praise God. Amen. I remember hearing, and I didn't quite understand it then, Dr. Martin Luther King say, mine eyes have seen the coming of the glory of the Lord, amen. But when God revealed that thing to me, amen, the glory, amen, the presence of God, the very Spirit of God that comes to fight our battles, praise God, we have to come to the place to know that this battle is not ours, that it is the Lord. And God, if you don't show up soon, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, show your hand, Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. We have to know that this beast we're not going to beat on our own, not with carnal weapons, but we do need the Spirit of the Lord. We need to see the glory of God. We need the glory to rain down. And how is this going to take place? Amen. Hallelujah. What's going to activate, amen, a flow of glory? Hallelujah. We don't need yesterday's glory because we got some crazy stuff going on today. Praise God. We need a new release of glory. Hallelujah. We need a new release of glory to deal with what is taking place today. For God meets our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We need fresh activation, praise God. Hallelujah. We have to wrestle with God like Jacob until he blesses us, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. We have to stay in his face until we prevail, hallelujah. Amen. If he gives you a lift, you are to hold on to him anyway, praise God. Why? Because we need change to come. We need change to come. Really change, hallelujah. Praise God. No change is not an option. No change is not an option. There must be change. Our police department needs to be revamped. there must be change. Why? Because they're no longer serving and protecting their citizens. Amen. They're no longer operating in that. That's not what's going on. Hallelujah. My God. There is something else that is taking place. I don't know what spirit is speaking to them and what mission that they are on, but it is not the vision to serve and protect the citizens of the United States. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, especially not those citizens that look like me, amen? And I know that in Christ, amen, that there is no bond, no free, no Greek, no Jew, amen, no slave, amen, hallelujah. But beloved, amen, we have to wake up to what is going on today. We got to turn to wake up, amen. You don't have the privilege to be blind, amen. You need to wake up, amen. It may be your son today and my son tomorrow, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We need the glory of God at work, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we can no longer stand for these injustices. And I know that at times it seems like a battle that we cannot win. Amen. But I believe, like our ancestors, my God, that they did not plan on winning the battle alone, praise God. They didn't plan on winning the battle by taking arms, praise God. They was looking solely unto God, because whatever it is that is working for the kingdom of darkness, we know that Christ already overcame the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We need God to do it, praise God. Amen. And so I just want to touch on this really quick. I didn't think we was going to be long tonight, because I just wanted to give you what thus says the Lord. Amen. And it says in 2, and he said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked. Amen. Beloved, you have to really take a good look. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't even want to get involved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to see, because if we see, we got to be accountable. Amen. But the Bible says you're accountable for what you know and what you see. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember a woman told me that her mother was sick, and I kept talking to her, and I did not pray, but the Holy Spirit held me accountable to that. You're accountable for what you know. Amen. Hallelujah. You're accountable not to man, not to your president, but you're accountable unto God for what it is that you are knowing, that you know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And there is a spirit of murder, a spirit of terror, a terrorist spirit that is running through America. Praise God. Every state, every city. Amen. If you're black, brown, or light-skinned, you ain't safe. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a duty in prayer. We have a duty to take a stand. We have a duty, whatever it is that God is leading you to do, to affect a change, to show that we are standing against injustice. We have a duty to do something. Amen. Praise God. Even if you're giving toward a cause, you have a duty. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a movement that cannot be stopped. And I don't believe that this is a civil movement. I believe that this is a spiritual movement. I believe that the cover is off. I believe that, praise God. Amen. I truly believe that things are being exposed. Amen. Hallelujah, yeah. Jesus, my God. And so it says here, amen, I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick of gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereof. Amen. And so, beloved, I want to say to you that the candlestick symbolizes the Jewish theocracy and ultimately the church of which the Jewish portion is to be the head, the light bearer. So the original is of light. Amen. I want to read Matthew 5:14. I want you all to be able to write down these scriptures. It says, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Amen. And that's Matthew 5:14-16. And Philippians 2:15 says, amen. I hear you turning pages. Philippians 2:15. amen, says that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as light in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, I believe that the Spirit of the Lord is letting us to know, amen, amen, that there's a candlestick, amen, but there's a bowl on top. I believe that the bowl is representation of Christ. Amen. Amen. It says there's a candlestick, all gold, all pure in doctrine and practice, and precious, indestructible. Such is true ideal of the church. Amen. And so this is telling us, amen, that we have to get back to sound doctrine. Amen. And, Psalms 45:13 says, all glorious is the princess in her chamber with robes interwoven with gold. Amen. I believe that we have to get back to, and I say we, amen, hallelujah, because you can't separate yourself from the rest of the church. Praise God, hallelujah. There's only one new man, and that one new man being Christ. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. And so if part of the body is not right, amen, if part of the body has sugar-coated or watered down, amen, and is not partaking in sound doctrine, we have to get it right. Amen, praise God. We have to get it right. It's time to be right, amen. I'm not separate from the foot, praise God, amen, or the eye or the ear, praise God, amen. And it says a bowl upon the top, amen, the candlestick of the tabernacle, amen. Let me see what I want to say here. The Hebrew implies that it was the fountain of supply of all of oil to the lamps, amen. So Christ as the head on the top, the bowl is symbolic of Christ, amen, on the top of the church, is the true fountain of whose fullness of the Spirit all in the way that we all receive grace. Amen? The only way that we're going to receive the grace to effect the change that is needed, amen, or to stand in the season that we have now, because seasons do change, amen, I don't believe COVID-19 is going to be always. Amen. Hallelujah. Seasons amen. Do change. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't right. believe that we are going to be cut down in the streets always. Seasons do that's change. Right. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's time for a seasonal shift. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those of us that have the ability to declare and decree a thing need to be declaring and decreeing change. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 45:13 says, all glorious is the princess in her chamber with her robes interwoven. Amen. Praise God. But John 1:16 says, this is what I want to read, for from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I believe that what God is saying to us today is don't be dismayed. Hallelujah. Amen. That what is going on is not too hard for his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That what we are going to see, receive, is grace upon grace to effect the change and bring about a new season. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And his seven lamps united in one stem, amen, the Gentile church will not realize their unity till the Jewish church as a stem unites all the lamps in one candlestick. Romans 11:16-24 says, if the dough offered as first fruits is holy, so is the whole lump. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, so we know that the Jewish church was broken off, right? And you also, a wild olive shoot were grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing root of the olive tree. Do not be arrogant toward the branches. It says, do not be arrogant toward the branches. If you are, remember, it is not you who support the roots, but the root that supports you. Amen. And so we have to remember that we are supported by Christ, that Christ is truly our provision. You cannot be separated from the vine or from the olive tree and believe that you are going to sufficiently have what you need. In this season, I believe we need grace upon grace. In this season, I believe that we need to stay steadfast, flat-footed, and connected. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that we need daily bread every day.
Amen.
Verse 19 says, then you shall say branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. That is true. They were broken off because of their unbelief. And, beloved, I ask you today, do you believe? Do you believe that in the season, in the time that we're in, that there is nothing too hard for God? Amen.
Amen.
Do you still have your faith? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. These branches was broken off due to unbelief, but you stand steadfast through faith, so do not become proud, but reverence God. It says fear, but reverence. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Note then the kindness and the severity of God, severity toward those who have fallen, but God's kindness to you provided you. Amen. And so, beloved, we want to be mindful, amen, in these times, amen. Those that have fallen away from the faith, amen, we want to pray for them. Praise God, amen. We want to be mindful, amen. We know that the seven lamps are the spirits of God, amen. Y'all know Isaiah 11, amen. It speaks of the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of the fear of the Lord, the spirit of might, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, amen, hallelujah. Those are the seven spirits of the Lord, the seven eyes of God, and that's what the lampstand speaks of. And this is how God is going to affect his will and his purpose for this season. This is how the seasonal change is coming about. But this is something that we have to go through, praise God, amen. But if we stay rooted and grounded in Christ, hallelujah, amen, we're going to come through well, amen, as pure gold, amen, praise God. And so I want to get back to, amen, the prophet instructed, amen, and the truth meant that we may read them with the greater reverence and attention, amen. And I believe that God, that's what God is saying unto us, amen, that we need greater reverence toward him, toward his word, amen, that we need to believe it now more than ever before, praise God, amen. We need to know his promises, amen, and we need to apply those promises, decree and declare them and walk them out, praise God, amen, and not just over our own lives, even over our generation, amen. Listen, in the Bible day, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they blessed their generations, amen. We ought to have a blessing in our mouth for our generation, amen, hallelujah. Because out of your mouth do you speak life and death and blessings and curses, amen. We don't have to speak the lack thereof, but we need to speak something that is going to catapult them, that's going to raise them up out of the dirt, amen, hallelujah, that's going to get them in a place with God. We need to be able to look beyond what we see. They may be in a crack house, but we have to prophesy something else. Hallelujah. We got to prophesy them being free of addiction and them not being a slave and crack not being a daddy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We got to prophesy something else. Praise God. We have to prophesy that our young black men are not going to be cut down amen. Just because they're black while driving, praise God, or black while walking, praise God. Amen. And our daughters, praise God. We have to prophesy something else, praise God. We have to begin to release a decree, amen. Daniel was a legislator. He was a legislator. Why? Because they was changing the laws at that time, setting up an idol to be worshiping for no one else to be prayed to but that idol. No reverence to no other God. Amen. But Daniel prayed to his God three times a day. He was legislating. And in the midst of legislating, and when the king had to be held to his decree, Daniel was put in the lion's den, and did the king fast and pray for Daniel? And the lion's den was Daniel untouched by the lion, because Daniel was a legislator. He didn't just pray. He was able to affect the changes in laws that was against the will of God, amen. That was against the word of God, the mind of God, amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. And Daniel did that through the language of prayer. Beloved, it's time to develop your prayer life. Praise God. If you do not have a developed prayer life, or if your prayer life is lacking in any way, this is the season, amen, for every season there is a time, amen. You ought not to be found without a developed, effectual prayer life. For the Bible tells us that the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. The fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so I hear the Bible say here, amen, I'm going to go down to verse 6. Amen. So let me finish reading. I'm going to read, I was at 2. I'm going to read 3. And 2 olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? It's all right not to know. It's all right to ask God. He will reveal. Amen. Then the angel who talked with me and answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he answered and spoke unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Amen. Grace, grace unto it. Grace is your provision from the Lord. Grace is supernatural divine provision. Amen. Grace is what God releases when you are in lack, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what may have you bound, what may have you hindered, what may have you afraid, but you need to minister grace upon grace upon grace, amen, because we need God to show up, amen. In the midst of seeing anything that is going on that is injustice, we need to minister grace upon grace upon grace, praise God. We need Jesus to show up, amen.
Amen.
We need for God to do it by way of his spirit. Wherever it is that you find yourself today, amen, it's not going to be by might or by power, but by the spirit of the Lord. And God is doing it by way of his goodness, by way of his love, by way of his mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. These things endure forever. There is not a lack thereof. God did not run out of grace, and he did not run out of mercy. It says minister grace upon grace to it. Hallelujah. Minister the Lord's provision unto it. Speak the word of the Lord unto it. Stand on the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 And this is how we're going to overcome. By grace, by God's goodness, and by his mercy, we are not in lack.
Yes.
Wherever your lack may be, this day, minister grace upon grace to it. Hallelujah. Yes. That is God's promise unto you. That is his promise unto you. Hallelujah. And so wherever you may find yourself, amen, hallelujah, if you need creativity and strategy, amen, hallelujah, whatever it may be, in any area of life, my God, minister the provision of God upon it, amen, the provision of the Spirit. Apostle Paul even said that I am only by the grace of God.
Grace of
God. He said, I preach more than any of them. Amen. Ministered more than any. He said, not I, but the grace of God. That's the only way you're going to make it, amen. I don't care if you got to step out on faith, amen. Go outside and step out on faith, but do it by grace. Hallelujah. My God, he gives you new grace and new mercy day by day by day. Ain't no way you should be operating on yesterday's grace. He said, minister grace. Wherever there is lack, you got the power and the authority to minister the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To minister the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory God. Glory God. Glory God. Glory God. I want to give you a moment to believe it. Whatever your situation may be, just minister grace. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank God for his provision. He said that I'm doing it by way of my spirit, but not this season shall change. This is not for always, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the face of adversity, you got to be able to praise him because you know that you know that you know that he is faithful and he does not fail. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be cut off because of unbelief. Praise God. God is able and he is willing. He's able and willing. He's able and willing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to his name. Grace upon grace.
Thank you.
Those things that seem to be impossible for man.
It's possible
with God. Grace upon grace. Supernatural divine provision. So I speak activation. I declare it and decree it. Activation of grace upon grace. God's supernatural divine provision. Do I invoke it in your circumstance? In the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name. Hallelujah. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. You are not in lack. The kingdom of God is not in lack. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
Watch
you,
God do. Hallelujah. We keep saying, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. But he said, if you bow your knee, if you bow your heart, your spirit man, if you surrender, hallelujah, you, my God. If you just take your hand off of it, just let me do it. You get into a posture of belief and a posture of praise, hallelujah. Minister grace upon grace, hallelujah. I remember when I first started ministering to my body in worship because I need to lose weight. There was a time when I could not walk far, but I got into a worship with God, hallelujah. Grace upon grace. Grace to walk, grace to talk, grace to see, grace to live. I just need grace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory God. Grace, beloved. God's supernatural divine provision for you. Hallelujah. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I used to live by that when I was younger. Don't sweat the small stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And guess what? Everything is small stuff. Hey! Hallelujah! Everything. He said, I don't make a mountain a plane. I don't make any mountain lift. Every daily high. Everything is small stuff. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Amen.
Praise God. Everything is small stuff. Praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. Yeah. You got the vision? You got the vision? That's a small thing to your God. That's a small thing to your God. That's a small thing. It's a small thing. Hallelujah. We're talking about the Creator, the Rock of Ages. We're speaking about Yahweh. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Sikkenil. My God. Don't sweat the small stuff, and everything is small stuff.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's not a contender to the God that we serve.
Amen.
My God, there's no worthy opponent. No worthy opponent. Oh, Kobo, Sikiando. Oh, glory, God. Glory, God. Glory, God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. That this word is spirit and life for you, that there, that a light came on, that you have been awakened, even as Zechariah was awakened. Hallelujah. And that you have received your provision. For this word that I give unto you tonight, this word is spirit and truth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Spirit and life. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. How am I going to make it? How am I going to do it? How am I going to see my way? I'm at a crossroad. What way do I take?
Amen.
Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. God said the way Zerubbabel is going to make it, he's going to minister grace. He's going to be screaming and shouting and crying. Amen? Grace.
Yes.
Grace unto it. Grace. Grace unto it. Grace. Grace. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you,
God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Evangelist Cookie, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call for us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we have to be able to capture the word. The anointing came forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Did you capture it? Amen. Did you snatch it out of the atmosphere? How much provision did your faith pull from it? Evangelist Cookie is going to do, Evangelist Rose, praise God, is going to do the altar call for us. And then she is going to make a decree, a declaration over you. Amen. And close us out. She's going to decree the mind of God over you. God is going to, I speak now that the prophetic vein in you is opening in the name of Jesus by the blood. I ask for your grace upon grace to be upon the woman of God to bring forth a declaration and a decree to strengthen your people in Jesus' name from the word that was spoken, O God. Hallelujah. I thank you even now for strengthening the woman of God even as she go forth decreeing and declaring a declaration over your people, O God. I thank you for doing it now. I thank you for the download. I thank you for the download. In Jesus' name. Amen. Evangelist, yeah. I release the line to you. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to ask somebody today, if you received, if you are pleased with your life, have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, how pleased can you be with your life? You see and you know what is happening these times and these days. I'm asking you, if you think you can do something about it, then do it. The best thing that you can do is to pray. And the best thing, if you can pray, you have to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to bring that prayer forward. You have to have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order for that prayer to get to the Lord. I thank and praise God what he can do for you. And I ask God to do it for you, you and you. There's some of us that have people that they are concerned about. Some yes. of us that have family that's sick. Some of us by the same people that are supposed to protect and serve. Now, these things that we have to ask, that we should be able to ask, I'm sorry. We should be able to ask God to save their souls, but not if our souls are not saved ourselves. There's nothing too hard for God to do today, tomorrow, or any time. And it may not be what we want it to be. It may not be, it's not what we see that that is happening. It's not what we see that is happening today, but look beyond those things.
Amen.
Look beyond those things. Have faith in God. Let your faith take you beyond these things that we see this day. I remember a lady told me way back in the 70s. She was a Jewish lady, and she was a young Jewish woman. And somehow she and I wasn't saved, we got on the subject of the Holocaust. We talked about the Holocaust. And she brought it to my attention, because I didn't know at the time, that it wasn't just $6 million, a million people, as they said it. It was 13 million people that they killed of the Jews. And she said to me, now this is back in the early 70s, and I was in my early 20s, and that woman said to me, she said, it's going to happen again. She said, but it won't be to the Jews yet. Mm. She said, it's going to be the black people.
Oh, Lord.
And why? She said, because they can see you first. They can't see the Jews like they used to. She said, they can see the black people. She said, and this was a young woman. And she prophesied that to me. That was a prophecy. And I did not know that it would come upon us like this so sudden. And it's not suddenly, but with the pandemic here and the people getting killed, shot down for nothing there, it's happening.
Amen.
But I want to thank and praise God that he saved me. He saved me after that. He saved me, and he blessed and he moved by his spirit. And God can do the same for anybody that may not be saved here on this line.
Amen.
God can do the same that he did for me. And when God saves you, he promised to save your entire household.
My God.
So therefore, now, you get saved, you are the blessing that God brought to your family, and you will see them again. That's the promise of God. God does not go back on his promises. He stands by his word, and that's the promise of God. Our family will be saved. Now, if I'm asking now, if there's anybody that's not covered under the blood of Jesus, that's not saved and haven't confessed your sins to the Lord, I beseech thee, by the mercies of God, that you will give God your heart this day. Give God your heart, confess your heart to the Lord on this day, that you may be one day able to see your family again. If you are not saved and you wish to be saved, or even if you've grown cold, I ask you to repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sin. I believe that you died that we might all have a right to the tree of life. I believe, Lord God, that you did the thing that we had to go through, but you went through it for us only because you loved us so much. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Save me. Keep me and bless me. Teach me, Lord Jesus, how to live a life unto thee, Lord God. Help me, Lord Jesus, to go forward in you. Help me, Lord Jesus, to be what you would have me to be. Help me, Lord Jesus, to do the things that you would have me to do. And, Lord, I won't fail to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. I will serve you, Lord God, for the balance of my life, Lord God, in spirit and as well as in truth. And I will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I'd like for you also to let the devil know that you're through with him. Yeah, I'd like you to let the devil know that I'm finished with you, devil, and you have no longer have no place in my life.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Unto the devil. You can talk to the devil. He got ears. He hears. He listens. He listens to every word you say. So
amen.
That. Declare that. Decree and declare Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're finished with serving the devil.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Beloved, we thank you for that declaration. Amen.
Thank you.
That I don't want to have nothing to do with the devil. Amen.
Right.
You or the devil or his world or his sister.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I belong to Christ. I belong to Christ. And you have no power over me. I'm telling you, that's a declaration.
Right.
We can wake up and make every morning. Amen. Because
every
day do God give us the opportunity. Amen. To either receive Christ or not. Amen. He says every day heaven and earth bears witness against you. Every day.
Amen.
How you live, how you walk, how you talk. Heaven and earth is watching and listening. Amen.
Right.
Praise God.
Right.
Whether you be in Christ or not. Amen. Heaven and earth is watching. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
praise
right.
God. Praise God. So that right there is a serious declaration. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That every day you choose Christ, every day,
every day,
and the life that you live should add up to what it is that you proclaim. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Evangelist, I'm gonna ask that you close us out in prayer.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this gathering today, Lord God. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us, Lord Jesus, as we go through the highways and the byways to our destinations, Lord God. We thank you for covering us under your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you for watching over us, Lord God, and we thank you for moving by your spirit in our lives, Lord God. Continue, Lord Jesus, to use us, Lord Jesus, and help us, Lord Jesus, even to tell somebody about you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and what you've done for us in our lives, Lord. We thank you, and we ask, oh God, Jesus, that you will bind up all things that's not like you, bind up all accidents, seen as well as unseen. Bless your people, Lord Jesus. Bless our going in and our coming out, Lord God, Jesus, as we go forward throughout our days, and we go home, Lord Jesus, to our destination. You bless your people, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for having angels waiting for you at your home. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Beloved, you are officially dismissed. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Agape love.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Agape love.